Representative Jennifer Daley Provost proposed a bill in the Utah legislature to ensure that women in jails have access to birth control medications. It is illegal for visitors or correctional officers to have sex with inmates in Utah jails, but the medications still provide benefits.
Women in jails, the average stay is 27 days, and if a woman is already on contraceptives and she's had unprotected sex in the last 72 hours, if she is incarcerated and stops taking her hormonal contraceptive, so birth control pill, the chances of an unintended pregnancy go very high. But a lot of women take birth control pills not just to prevent pregnancy, but to treat a lot of conditions that are part and parcel to having female reproductive organs.
Jails in Utah are run by the county sheriffs.
I had a lot of pushback from the sheriffs who are really concerned about the cost associated with it. The counties would have had to pick up the cost under the way the bill was originally drafted. And that is a problem. I do recognize that we shouldn't be in the business of dictating to jails how to spend their money and not give them any resources to meet services that we are insisting they provide.
The bill was referred to interim services, which means it will be revised before being reintroduced.
This will be a really robust committee work over the next 9 to 10 months, and then we'll come back with a more finely tuned bill again next year. We have to do a whole envisioning of how it's implemented, but the overarching goal is that women have access to birth control.
This bill does not include women who are incarcerated in prisons in Utah, but Representative Daley Provost hopes to address this issue with future legislation. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.